cut his hair off at all. The yain may be korban tumah. And if you touch your mace, you become tumah, you don't have to bring a korban tumah. So Gemara's medayik, it's mashma from the Mishnah, korban tumah hu deloy maisi. That if a nazir shimshin, he doesn't have to bring a korban tumah. Avon nazirus chalolei, but mashma is called a nazir that is not allowed to touch a mace. Lechatchila, even shimshin was not allowed to touch a mace. So Gemara asks, Mani mas nisin. If so, who does our Mishnah go like? Lechura loy Rabbi Yehuda, for loy Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah, if you tell me that a kabbalas of a nizira shimshin, idaloch riz, you're not allowed to touch a mace. That's not like a view, not like a Shimon. Tetanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, nozer shimshin mutil tamal mason. Whoever accepts upon himself to be a nozer like shimshin, he has no isil mason. He's allowed to touch a mace. Shekain Matsino b'Shimshin Shenitma. Like we'll see later in the Gemara, brings down the psukim that Shimshin himself killed people and touched the mason. So you see that Shimshin himself was allowed to touch a mace. So if you mekabel upon yourself to be a nazir like Shimshin, you have no issa of the coming tummy. That's the Yudishita. So even the chetchila, you're allowed to touch a mace. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shimon says like this. He argues on the whole thing. If somebody says, I want to become a nozer like Shimshin was, there's no din. You don't become a nozer at all. We never found anywhere that Shimshin himself accepted upon himself to become a nozer. The Malach told his parents before he's born that he's supposed to be a nozer. He was like a nozer min Hashemayim without a Kabbalah's Nazirus. So Shimshin never accepted upon himself, never had a Yetzias Dibur to become a Nazir. So therefore it's called like a Dovra Osur, not a Dovra Nodur. So we cannot make ourselves now to become a Nazir like Shimshin. Like Taisus said, the second Taisus, Kloimar, Loi Nazir Ben Nazir. Shimshin was never Mekabel upon himself Nazirus. Elami Betan Imai Hoya Nodur Ben Nazir, Memela. When he was born with the Din Nazirus on him. And v'yanan binan sheyod b'davra nozer, we have the Gemara Nadorim. When you want to make katfosa this like this, it has to be from something that became usur through a neder or through a dibur. K'may hareni kazeh sheyod b'nozer. But over here, since Shimshin himself, there was no kabbalas nazirus by himself, we can't become a nozer like Shimshin. So that's from Shimon Shita. So who our Mishnah mani? Who does our Mishnah go like? E Reb Yehuda ha'amar afilu katchila. Rabbi Yehuda says, true, you could be mekabel to become a nozer like Shimshin, but halacha is, you're allowed to touch a mace like a tchila. There's no issa not to touch mesim. O masnisi katoni, and our Mishnah's mashma, im nitma, that if a nozer Shimshin touches a mace, he doesn't have to bring a korban tumma. But mashma, only if he did it, he doesn't have to bring the korban. But mashma like a tchila, though, if he would ask us, we would tell him he's not allowed to do it. So, of course, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're allowed to tell him lechatchila to go and be metamal mason. Ela I Rabbi Shimon, if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, ha'omar lechala le nazirus klal? Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no such nazirus altogether. A person now cannot accept upon himself to be a nazir like Shimshin was. Because Shimshin's nazirus was not a dovra nadir. He did not accept it upon himself with a dibur, but rather it was like min hashemayim, the Malach told his parents, when you have a son, he should be a nazir Hashem. So who does our Mishnah go like? So Gemara says, really, I'll tell you, Yerodom Reb Yehudahi. Really, our Mishnah true goes like Reb Yehudashita. And therefore, you could accept upon yourself to be a Nozer Shimshin. Aye, then the question is, Lechatchila, you should be allowed to touch Mesim? Einachanami. Really, that's what our Mishnah holds also. But just, V'yayde diktoni gabe Nozer Olam. Since our Mishnah says that a person that accepts upon himself a regular Nazirus forever, there the locher is in Nitma, if he becomes Tomei, he has to bring a korban tumah. So now, Toni Nami Gabinoza Shimshin and Nitma, that you don't have to bring a korban tumah. That's why the Mishnah says a loshin, just that if you become Tomei, you don't have to bring a korban. But it doesn't mean that Lechatchila you're not allowed to. No. Lechatchila Noza Shimshin is allowed to be Metamala Mason. So the kids, our Mishnah goes like a Yehudishita, that you could be Mekabel upon yourself to be a Noza Shimshin. And when you are a Nazir Shimshin, you have no issa of Tumah. You're allowed to become Tumah. The Mor says now, Leim of a Plukta Dani Tanoi. What's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon if a person now can accept upon himself to be like a Nazir Shimshon? What's the machlokes Tolian? Let's say a Tolian machlokes Tani Tanoi. Kemiflugi. We had a machlokes by Bechor. To Tanan, we learned like this. Harveya like a Bechor. If somebody says, this piece of bread should be yosa to me like a Bechor, like an animal that's a Bechor, which has Kedusha. We know the firstborn animal you have has Kedushas Bechor on it. That calls the man a tatam, but his man that they submit this, you have to bring it for korban. Later, when it becomes a bal mum, then the kohen is allowed to eat it. But it has kedusha. So let's say somebody says, this piece of bread that I have, I want it to become also like a bechor. So we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov says yes, the piece of bread becomes also. But Rabbi Yossi mat, Rabbi Yossi says no, it's mutter. And the svar of Rabbi Yossi was, that Rabbi Yossi holds that a nedir is only in the dover hanodr. You could say this piece of bread should become asa like a korban, because the korban only became asa because you made it hegdish. Mashenkein, the bechor becomes hegdish by itself. When an animal is born, that your animal has its first child, the first bechor, that has kedusha by itself. Even though we don't call it a bechor, me'elav it's kedush. That's like a dover asur. It's also has kedushas bechor by itself. So therefore, if we say a piece of bread should be like a bechor, it doesn't become also, there's no din neder. So my love, isn't it, Rabbi Yehuda saw a look, Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yaakov. The Omar that Rabbi Yaakov holds, loibin and dover and nidr. You don't have to say something should be also like the other thing that was nidr. No, even if it's also by itself, you could say your piece of bread should be also to you like a bechor. Even though a bechor, an animal, is not kaddish because you made it kaddish, it's kaddish by itself. So you see, you can make nedarim even in the dover asur. So the same thing you could accept upon yourself. You could say you want to have the same type of nazirus that Shimshon had, even though Shimshon's nazirus was not because he accepted upon himself. It wasn't the dover anidur. It was a dover asur. So what? You could be matvish. You can make yourself asur like a dover asur also. That's Rabbi Yaakov Shita. So our Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yaakov. For Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon that says no, if a person accepts upon himself to be like a Nazir Shimshon, nothing doing, you don't become a Nazir. You know why? Because I'll tell you, Savalok Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Yoma that he holds, being a Dovra Nidr. That if you have to make a Neder with something that was already Yossa because of a Dibur. So therefore, if you say your piece of bread should be asa to you, like a bechor, nothing doing, it doesn't become asa. Because the bechor is not asa because of your dibur. So the same thing, if somebody says, I want to be like a Nazir Shimshon, he's not saying anything. Because since Shimshon himself was not asa because of his own dibur, you can't become asa. So maybe that's the machloikis from Shimon and Yehuda. Somewhere else says, loit, no, that's not the machloikis. I tell you really the kuli yalma bin and dovra nidr. That's not even the machlokes from Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi. I'll tell you, really, everybody agrees to the yisoid by nedarim that you can only make a nissa neder from something that was ndovra not nidr. It was also ready. But I'll tell you, v'shani gabi bechor. By bechor, it's different. The chsiv be lashem. There's an extra pasuk of bechor that says in the word lashem. L'rabbi says a bechor. By the Pasha of Nedarim, it says an extra word, Lashem. To say Lashem, Ish ki yido neder Lashem, it says. A person makes a neder, Lashem, l'rabbi says a bechor, to include even a bechor. So if even though usually you need Nedarim to be told in something that's also because of your dibur, bechor is different. We'll soon see why. So that's why Rabbi Yaakov says he can make an issa neder in a bechor. Rabbi Yossi, Yomlach, Rabbi Yossi says back, no. Hu Lashem, you know what a person says Lashem? Mi boile le rabbis, chattas v'yoshem. To say he can make chatzfos, he can make a nissa neder with a korban chattas from a korban oshem. That's how he speaks out. Because I would have thought to say, maybe he could only do it from an oile nishlamim. That's a dover hanodov, a nadova. So I could say, my bread should be yosef to me like a korban nadova. But maybe not like a korban choyv of a chatas and an oshim. That's why the pasuk says, "Ish ki yidu ned al Hashem." Even if you say your bread should be yosef like a korban chatas, like a korban oshim, it becomes also. But if you say it should be like a korban bechor, then no, Because Bechor is not Kaddish because of your pair, but automatically when it's born, a Bechor that's born a Bechor has Kedusha by itself. Now the Gemara explains, what's the Pshatak in Rabbi Yossi? Why do we say you can make a neder in a korban chatis and not in a bechor? So I'll push it. Because how did you make this animal a korban chatis or a korban oshem? Only because you were matfisit b'neder. You had to speak out with your mouth and say to this animal, harezu chatis, harezu oshem. So since the Kedusha came because of your dibur, now you could take your piece of bread and say, your piece of bread should be also to me, like the chatis, like the yoshim. Mashen came, but you can't say your bread should be also to you, like a korban b'chor. Because the b'chor, shein matfisim b'nader. Because how does the b'chor become Kaddish? By itself. The fact it's born. The first one to be born has Kedushas Bechor. So therefore it's not called a Dovra Nodur, that's Rabbi Yossi Svar. That's very good. Now Rabbi Yaakov, what's the Pshat Rabbi Yaakov? For Rabbi Yaakov Omloch, Bechor Nami Matfisa Benederhu. A Bechor is also considered that it has its Kedusha through a Diba, through a Neder. Why? The Tanya would learn like this. Shall base Rabbeinu Amru, they said over there, that Minayin L'Noilad Loi Bechor. But Hedroi, how do we know if you own a lot of animals? And the animals give birth now. That the first one that's born, the Bechor, the first animal that's born, how do we know, Shemitzvah of Lagdishoid, that there's a mitzvah for the owner to take it and say, Harezu Kedushas Bechor? Even though it's Chal by itself, there's still a mitzvah L'Kathila for you to go and be Makdashit. How do we know this? Shenema, the Pasuk says, He's Zocher Taktish. The Maktish, you're supposed to be Maktishit. So therefore, since there's a mitzvah l'chatchila for the owner to say, I want my Bechor to be Kaddish, a Kedushas Bechor is also called a Dovra Nodu. Or at least, that's what the Pasuk of Lashem comes to include. Rabbi Yossi says back, no, Nehi the mitzvah l'akdishoy, true, there's a mitzvah to do it. But Eloi Maktish lay, let's say the owner did not do this. The owner did not say Harezu Kedushas Bechor. Me like Kaddish? Isn't the Kaddish by itself? In other words, the fact it came out of the mother's stomach first, that alone gives the Kedushas Bechor. So that's Rabbi Yossi Svaram, that Kedushas Bechor is not called Dover HaNodur, it's something that's also by itself, therefore you can't be matris in it. So that's the machlokes by Bechor between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov. Now, Gabe Nozir, what's our machlokes? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, could a person make himself like a Nozer Shimshin? Hatayoso Nami. It's the same machlokes, Kosok Siv Lashem. It says in the Pasha by Nazirus Lashem also it says. So Melo, what's Pshat in Rabbi Shimon? Why does it say he can't become a Nozer? Lechura, it says Lashem, it should be Nizgal or even a Nozer Shimshin also. Sumar says no. Hohumi Borla Likatanya. We need this for this reason. That Oma Shimon Atzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said over that miyomai in my lifetime lo yachalti oshem nozer tomei. I never ate from a korban. He was a kohen, and he never ate from a korban oshem that a nozer tomei brings. Chutz meyadim echad, excluding one person, shebo alay min adorim. He came from the south, and the person was yofei naim v'toyv roya. He looked very handsome. He had nice eyes and a nice face. V'katzvoisa seduris lo totolim. And his hair was very curly, very nice. And he became a Nozir now. Now you know if you become a Nozir, the halacha is that after 30 days, you have to cut off all your hair. So Amati Loim, Shimon asked this person, Bini, Maroyis L'shacha Shah Nozir, what made you become a Nozir that you're going to have to destroy your beautiful hair? Omali, he said to him like this, Royo Hayisil Yabi Biri, I was a shepherd for my father's animals in my city. And I went down to the well to fetch the water. And I looked and saw my reflection in the water. I saw myself there. I got a big yetzara because of that. Like the yetzara told me, you look so handsome, Estama, go to Zainos, go have a good time. That's what the yetzara told him, or at least he made him a Bagaivnik, saying, you look so beautiful, go be a Bagaivnik. So I told myself back, Reka, I said back to myself, empty head.
Why do you think so great upon yourself that this world doesn't belong to you? Like I know eventually I'm going to die and I go back to the earth and my body will rot away again for the worms. So why should I be a Bagayev and think so great upon myself now? So what did this person do? He saw that the Eitzar was still bothering him. He decided, I'll make a mitzvah now to become a Nazir, so I'll have to cut off my hair so I won't have any more taiva. So when Reb Shimon heard this, he went and he kissed him on his head. And he said to him, people like you, it's very good for people like you to become a Nazir. In other words, other people should become a Nazir. Only people like you. Why? Because on people like you, the Pasuk says, Ish kiyafli lindor neder, Nazir lahazir l'Hashem. That when you become a Nazir, it says in the Pasuk l'Hashem, that you have to do it l'Shem Shemayim. In other words, your reason to become a Nazir should be a good reason l'Shem Shemayim, like this person over here. So the kid said, that's what Rabbi Shimon does with the Pasuk of l'Hashem. Even though it says by Nazir, Nazir lahazir l'Hashem, it does not come to include a Nazir Shimshin, but rather it just comes to include that when you become a Nazir, you should do it l'Shem Shemayim. But vice versa, Rabbi Yehuda Dashens know that since the Pasuk says l'Hashem, it comes to include that a person could accept upon himself to be a Nazir like Shimshin. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. How do we dashen this word l'Hashem by Nazirus? Now the Gemara says, the Shimshin lav Nazir hevi. You want to tell me now that Shimshin himself was not a real Nazir according to Rabbi Shimon? I will accept the Pasuk says, Ki Nazir Alakim Yi Anar Min Abeten. But the Pasuk says that your son should be a Nazir from when he's born. So Chura, that was a Kabbalist Nazirus. So Gemara answers, no. I tell you, Hosa Malachu Dukomer. There was only the Malach that told his parents that when you have a son now, you should know he should be a Nazir. But after Naz Shimshin was born, there was no Kabbalist Nazirus. Nobody ever spoke out to say, Harei El Elias Nazir. Like Taitz says, Hosa Malachu Dukamalei Binavua. The Malach told him over in Navua that your son should be a Nazir. But Vla Yotza Nazirus Laimi Pi Aviv, Vlaimi Pi Shimshin. Shimshin's father and Shimshin himself never accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. So therefore his dinim was special halachis. Like we'll soon see, that's why he was allowed to be Matamala Mason. So therefore that's how Machlokes, if his man is there now, somebody says, I want to be like Nazir Shimshin. Do we have the extra pasuk L'Hashem to be married, but that's also good? And if Shimon says no, the word L'Hashem goes to include that you have to be a Nazir L'Hashem Shemayim. But to become a Nazir like Shimshin, nothing doing that you can't do. Freddy Gemara now, Uminolon Diyitma L'Mesim. So saying before now, Mishnah says that the Naziris of Shimshin, you were able to Matam L'Mesim. How do we know it? How do we know that Shimshin himself touched Mesim? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Midasir, the Pasuk says, Bilechi ha-chamari kesi elefish, that Shimshim says, with the jawbone of a donkey, he killed 1,000 people. So, Rosh Mashim, he killed people, and must have touched them also. The rest of Kasha know, Dilma giru yagaribu, vulei nagibu, maybe just took the jawbone, and he smacked them in the face and killed them, but he never touched them when they were mace. Maybe never touched them. Well, like Tosis says, Giruya Garmi's Lashin Chitzim Klaima, Marcha Gzarek Bem Hargum, better still, he took the jawbone, and he slinged it and threw it at them, and it killed 1,000 people. But maybe for this Pasuk, you have Naraya Shimshin himself touched the mason. For the Gemara Elam Yachav from another Pasuk, it says, when Shimshin fought the Plishtim, it says, Vayach Mayhem Shleishimish, he hit 30 men, Vayikach Eschali Tzaisam, and he took off their suits. That was the fact they promised them to give them 30 suits. So what he did was, he killed 30 plishtim and took off their suits to give back the 30 suits. So Chura, what he did was, first he killed them, and then he took the suit off the man. So Chura, he had to touch the mace to get the suit off him. For the Gemara, maybe no. Dilma ashalchino bereisha. Maybe first he took off the suits. For he heard the katlino, then he killed them. And had he killed them, maybe again was he threw something at them. Maybe he didn't touch them though. For the Gemara, no. The Pasuk says clearly, vayach. First he hit them, vayikach tziv, then he took off the suits. Mashma, after he killed them, then he took off the suits. So you see, his Naziris allowed him to touch a mace. For the Gemara again now, Vidilma Geisus in Shavinu. Maybe first he took them and hit them, and Imamish made them like a Geisus. Now they're about to die. But the second before they died, he took off their suit, and maybe then they died. So again, you have no proof here that Shimshon touched them when they were dead. This is Allah al-Mashim Tzina. This is what we learned. There's a Kabbalah like that. That Lamaisa Shimshon did touch the Mesim here. The Kabbalah was, that's Pshat the Pasuk. That Shimshon first killed them, and then he took off their suits. So you see that Shimshon was allowed to touch Mesim. That's the Raya, this Nazirus of Shimshon, you're allowed to touch Mesim. It's a new type of Nazirus. Now, where's the master to say that such a thing as a Nazirus Olam? And also to tell me that you're allowed to take a haircut. Like Taisa says, Kloimar, Shemutu Lahokel. How do we know that if someone accepts upon himself to be a Nazir the rest of his life, like our Mishnah says, he has a right to take a haircut whenever his hair gets too long? How do you know that? The Chur, if he became a Nazir the rest of his life, maybe just like he can't drink wine the rest of his life, he can't touch Mason the rest of his life, maybe he can't take a haircut either the rest of his life. How do you know to say that a Nazir Olam could take a haircut? Or at least could cut his hair off. So my answer is, the Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yom, Rabbi says, Avshalom, the son of Avshalom, was Nazir Olam Hoya. He was a Nazir Olam. Shinam the Pasuk says, Vayhi Miketza Boim Shon, at the end of 40 years, Vayom Avshalom El HaMelech, Avshalom Tam said to Shaul, that El Chanol, let me go, V'yashalom Es Nadorei, let me pay back my Kabonis. Asher Nadati L'Hashem B'Chevron, that I promised myself to bring Kabonis in Chevron. So Tosus says, the bottom Tosus, V'stam Nedem Mashvila Nazirus. Stam Neda means he's Mekabel upon himself Nazirus. V'yoid, Achar, Shlohoye Megaleach Elam Yom Yomim. He only cut his hair off from time to time. Mash Mashich B'Rol of Saroi, Mechlad Nazirus Nader. So we see Avshalom, he only took a haircut once, and we'll soon see how often, but only when the hair became very heavy. Why? Because he was a Nazir. So you see, Avshalom was Mekabel upon himself to be a Nazir Elam. Now, Umegaleach Echod Shnei Masachoytish. That's what one time holds. That he had a right to take a haircut once a year. Once in 12 months, you could take a haircut. Shenemah, the Pasuk says here by Avishalom, that Miketz Yomim Liyomim, from the end of year to year,